外观塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年1月26日，星期日，大年初二。我们今天又非常非常的荣幸的邀请到了圣诞者我们以及我们圣诞者大叔 Krishna Baladev 法布，为我们继续讲述今天的圣殿波加瓦塔的导课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations with Specific Functions, and today, text 39.
我们今天继续阅读圣殿波加瓦坛第二篇第七章其特殊作用的化身。今天阅读的诗节是第39诗节。
Okay, Sar.
Sar.
Sarge,
Sarge,
Tapa,
Tapa,
Aham,
Aham,
Rishaya,
Rishaya,
Nava,
Nava,
Ye Prajeshaha,
Ye Prajeshaha,
Sarge tapoham rishayo nava ye prajeshaha.
Sarge tapoham rishayo nava ye prajeshaha.
Stane.
Stane.
Ata.
Ata.
Dharma.
Dharma.
Maka.
Maka.
Manu,
Manu,
Amara,
Amara,
Avanisha,
Avanisha,
Stanesta, Dharma Makamang, Vamara, Avanisha,
Staneta, Dharma Makamang, Vamara, Avanisha.
Ante,
Ante,
Do,
Do,
Adharma,
Adharma,
Hara,
Hara,
Manuvasha,
Manuvasha,
Asura Adya,
Asura Adya.
Ante dva dharma haram manyu vashara vasharurat vasasuradya.
Ante dva dharma haram manyu vasasuradya.
Maya.
Maya.
Vibhutaya.
Vibhutaya.
Ima.
Ima
Puru Shakti Bhaja
Puru Shakti Bhaja
Maya Vibhutaya Ima Puru Shakti Bhaja
Maya Vibhutaya Ima Puru Shakti Bhaja
Sarge Tapoham Rishayo Navaye Prajesha
Sarge tapo
Hare Krishna.哈利波，没声音嘞。
苏拉一定啊。
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Harbo, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So now all of us are good now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the last line. Maya vibhutaya bhutaya ima purushakti bhaja.
Actually, maybe we need, do you want to repeat the previous one? Because she was not able to hear us earlier.
Okay, I'm going to read the verse together from the beginning. Sarge tapoham vishayona vaye prajeshaha.
Sarge tapoham vishayona vaye prajeshaha.
Staneta dharma makamam vamara vanishaha.
Sane tadarva makka marva maravaneshaha.
Ante vadarma haramanyu vasara suradya.
Ante tvadarma haramanyu vasara suradya.
Maya vibhutaya ima purushakti bhaja.
Maya vibhutaya ima purushakti bhajaha.
Sarge
在创造之初.
Tapaha
苦行.
Aham
我自己.
Nava
酒.
Rajeshaha
那些可以生育的。
Stane
在维系创造的中间期间。
Atta
必然的。
Dharma
宗教。
Maka
主 Vishnu。
Amara
派去控制所有物质事物的半身人们。
Avanishaha
以及在不同星宿中的王们。
Ante
在最后。
Two,
但是
Adharma
非宗教
Mahara
主 Shiva
Manuvasha
会愤怒
Asurahadya
不信神者奉献者的敌人
Maya
能量
Vibhutaya
非常有力量的代表
Ima
他们所有
Purushakti Bhaja
主的至尊力量的
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨由须勒帕普帕提供。译文：在创造开始时，宇宙中有苦修，我本人 Brahma 和负责繁衍的大圣人 Prajapati， 接着在维系创造期间，宇宙中有 Vishnu 控制各种力量的半神人，以及不同星球上的君王。但到一切终结时，宇宙中只有非宗教主希瓦和满腔愤怒的无神论者等，而他们都是至尊力量至尊主的各种代表性展示。要知物质世界是由至尊主的能量创造，那能量借由宇宙中的第一个生物体 Brahma 的苦修在创造开始时展示出来，接着便由九位被称为大圣人的生物体祖先 Prajapati 在维持创造的阶段，宇宙中有对主 Vishnu 的奉爱服务，真宗教有各种半神人，还有在各个星球上负责维护世界的君王。最后在创造快要被毁灭时，首先出现非宗教原则，随后是希瓦和满腔愤怒的无神论者，但所有这一切都只不过是至尊主的不同展示而已。 Brahma、Vishnu 和 Shiva Mahadeva 分别是物质自然不同属性的化身， Vishnu 是善良属性的控制者， Brahma 是激情属性的控制者，而 Shiva 是愚昧属性的控制者。归根结底，物质创造只不过是短暂的展示，目的是给予被困在物质世界里的受制约的灵魂获得解脱的机会，在主 Vishnu 的保护下发展善良属性的人，通过遵守 Vaishnava 的原则，将最有机会得到解脱，从而被提升到神的王国，不再回到这个悲惨的物质世界。译文：在创造开始时，宇宙中有苦修、我本人 Brahma 和负责繁衍的大圣人 Prajapati。接着在维系创造期间，宇宙中有主 Vishnu 控制各种力量的半神人，以及不同星球上的君王。但到一切终结时，宇宙中只有非宗教主希瓦和满腔愤怒的无神论者，而他们都是至尊力量至尊主的各种代表性展示。
Omaginati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shrinavari Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Dantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhya Cha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnadebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Good morning everybody, Happy New Year.
大家早晨好，祝大家新年快乐。
So it's a year of a lot of creativity. It's good we can create new ways, new models, new fashions to introduce Krishna consciousness in the hearts of the Chinese people.
那么今天那么现在呢是一个充满了创造的一年，所以我们也非常的开心，我们能够创造出各种各样新的方式，能够在中国人的内心中为他们传播关于 Krishna 知觉的知识。
So for the devotees should be a good year, a good opportunities to give Krishna consciousness to others.
所以说对于奉献者来说呢，这是一个非常好的吉祥的一年，应该是一个充满创造的一年，应该让我们能够创造出各种各样的方式，能够把 Krishna 知觉传播开来。
This is the beauty of Krishna consciousness for the devotee. It's always auspicious.
所以说对于 Krishna 知觉它的美妙之处就在于对于奉献者来说它永远都是非常的吉祥的。
Everything is meant to facilitate us to do more service.
任何一件事情，它的发生和出现都是为了让我们能够做更多的服务。
So Lord Brahma, after describing in a very summarized way, describing the different incarnations of the Lord that comes during one group of four yugas, now is coming back to the beginning, because after one cycle, everything goes back to the beginning.
所以主 Brahma 他在概括了在一个 Kalpa 一个年代的轮回中所显现的所有这些主的化身之后呢，他现在又回到了最开始的状态，因为在一个 Kalpa 结束之后呢，一切又都会回归于原始。
So here is mentioned against the creation, Lord Brahma as the creator.
所以在这里面呢，又开始提到了创造。那么主 Brahma 呢，他是创造者。
So and is the one with describing this to Narada Muni.
而也是主 Brahma 他正在向 Narada Muni 在讲述。
So in the beginning of the creation, there is need of passion.
所以在创造之初的时候呢，是需要有激情的。
That's why Lord Brahma takes charge of the mode of nature, passion mode of nature.
也就是这个原因呢，使得主 Brahma 他所掌管的是激情的属性。
Of course, we should not consider this type of passion that Lord Brahma controls, like the same type of passion that we get involved in when we want to engage in sense gratification.
当然了，主 Brahma 他在这里面所控制的这种激情呢，我们不能够把它认为是当我们想要去从事感官享乐的活动的时候所具有的那同样的激情。
Passion means the impetus to do some activity, to be active, to be creative, to do something. This is more the passion.
那么激情属性指的是什么呢？指的是我们有一些这个激励，可以激励着我们去做一些事情。
So Lord Brahma creates, and then Lord Vishnu maintains everything.
主 Brahma 他创造了一切，然后呢，是由主 Vishnu 来维系所有这一切。
Lord Vishnu is in charge of the mode of goodness.
而主 Vishnu 呢，他所掌管的是善良形态。
Because to maintain things, we need goodness.
因为如果我们要是维系事物的话呢，我们是需要有善良形态的。
So and then in the end of the creation, when everything winds up, then Lord Shiva manifests his followers, and the mode of ignorance becomes prevailed in society and people, and he goes through a type of degradation that in the end everything is going to be destroyed.
但是呢，在一切即将结束的时候呢。主 Brahma 和他主 Shiva 和他所有的这些追随者们就会显现，并且呢，整个的这个星球就会充斥着欲味属性，然后呢，所有的这一切都会被就展示出的是堕落的状态，然后就会被毁灭。
But these are all different energies of the Supreme Lord.
但是所有这一切呢，都是至尊主的不同的能量。
If a person is situated in pure devotional service, is not affected by these modes of material nature.
一个安处在对主的纯粹奉献服务的状态下的人，是不会被所有的这些属性所影响的。
But the majority of people within the material creation is affected by these three modes of nature.
但是在这个物质创造中的大部分的人是会被这些物质自然属性所影响的。
And we devotees and aspiring devotees, you know, we still are affected to a certain extent by these modes of nature because we have not yet reached the transcendental platform.
但是我们这些奉献者或者我们这些想要成为奉献者的准奉献者们由于还没有处在超然的层面所以我们现在依然还是会多少被这些物质自然的属性所影响的。
So, the creation is important. Destruction is also important because when things get too degraded and becomes too dangerous, so everything has to be destroyed.
所以创造是非常重要的，可是毁灭也是非常重要的。当一切都变得非常的堕落，而且处于非常危险的境地的时候，所以这一切是需要被毁掉的。
And it's part of.Is part of the how material energy works. Everything within the material realm goes through stages as a beginning, as a middle, and as the end. It's a temporary manifestation.
但是呢，这个物质能量它的显现呢，本来也就是这样的。在这个物质创造中的所有的这一切，它所显现的这种状态都是它会有一个开始，然后呢，它会有一个中间的发展的阶段，然后之后呢，它就会被毁掉。
But the most important thing is the maintenance.
但是呢，最重要的事情是维系。
Like we, for instance, our birth. Okay, we may celebrate birthdays and may remember things, but birth was a moment. Our death will be a moment. What is more important is what is in between birth and death. How we live this life.
比如说我们有出生然后呢我们也会去庆祝我们的生日啊我们所出生的这一刻然后呢我们的死亡也是那一刻那么在出生和死亡中间是什么呢就是维系的这个阶段那么这段时间是最长的。
So this is what the most important in our lives is how we maintain our lives, how we go through life.
所以说呢，我们如何来维系我们的一生，如何来度过这一生，对于我们来说是最重要的。
So during this process between birth and death, this is the action of Lord Vishnu is making sure that everything is maintained. Maintenance.
那么所以说呢，在这个出生和死亡中间的这一段时间。也就是在维系的这一段时间呢，就是由主维什诺来完成的。
So maintenance also means nourishment.
那维系者他也得他也意味着是滋养者，也意味着是滋养。
Nourishment. In order to maintain somebody, you have to nourish that somebody.
所以呢，为了要去维系，要去养护。所以也就意味着一个人要去给另外一个人提供滋养。
Things we cannot do anything to maintain, but at least we can maintain living entities. We can nourish other living entities, you know, take care of other living entities. We can do that.
The first part you said that since we cannot maintain
material objects, we cannot do much to maintain them because they go through degradation, but at least we have to maintain what is living, what is how we feed, how we maintain others around us.
Okay. 那么作为这个物质的这个对象呢，其实也是不能够维系的，因为它毕竟是要处在一个最后解体的状态。但是呢，作为我们至少可以去为其他的生物体，为其他的这些事物来提供一些滋养，能够为他们提供一些这个维系的活动。
So Lord Vishnu, one who maintains, but how he does his maintenance?
所以主 Vishnu 他所做的工作呢，就是维系。可是他是怎么来维系的呢
it does not need to maintain things that they are going in this world. This is all done by the different demigods. The different demigods are in charge of the maintenance of everything within the universe on behalf of Lord Vishnu.
实际上在这个宇宙上的所运行的这一切呢，其实是不需要被维什奴亲自去维系的，因为呢已经由各种各样的半神人们代表着主维什奴去维系的，去维系他们了。
So they provide the sunshine, they provide the wind, they provide with the water, they provide with fire, they provide so many necessities to maintain our physical bodies.
所以为了要维系我们的这个物质的躯体呢，这些半神人们他们为我们提供了阳光，提供了风，提供了火，提供了水。
And through the different rulers, you know, rightful rulers, you know, everything also is through them, Vishnu is also making sure that the society is organized, is maintained, is nourished properly.
所以呢，在恰当的统治者的统治下呢，主 Vishnu 他也要确保所有的一切，他都是在非常的有序的状态下运行着的。
But this is not the most important aspect of his maintenance.
但是这对于主 Vishnu 的维系来说呢，并不是最重要的方面。
Because yes, maintenance is necessary because we are.In human, you are in material forms, and there are so many creatures below human form that they're just here to be maintained. You know, between birth and death, they just be maintained by the Lord.
那当然了，就是对于我们的维系的是非常的必要的。那比如说，我们是处在人类的身形之中，而在我们之下呢，还有很多的各种各样低等的这些生物的身形，他们的这种生老病死呢，也是需要由主来维系的。
So this is done by Lord Vishnu through the demigods.
但是这些呢，都是由半神人们通过 Vishnu 来完成的工作。
It means Vishnu doesn't need to be involved directly.
也就意味着主 Vishnu 他是不需要亲力而为的。
But when it comes to nourishing human beings with what is the most essential for them in the human form of life, this is done by Vishnu directly.
但是呢，作为人类，最需要被滋养、被维系的，这一部分的工作是由主 Vishnu 他亲力而为的。
When it comes to give the proper duty, the proper activity for human beings, this Lord Vishnu takes charge of doing it indirectly. He comes to establish dharma. He comes to establish the principles.
所以说呢，作为这个人类，他能够这个恰如其分的去行事的时候，那么主。Vishnu 他就会亲自而来，然后呢，他会建立起 Dharma， 他会建立起宗教原则。
So there are many different aspects of Dharma, material Dharma, just how to be religious, how to be pious, how to perform good work. This is one time of Dharma, but eventually all human beings have to come to the stage of understanding the real Dharma of individual soul.
那么当然了，有各种各样不同的 Dharma。那首先呢，有一种 Dharma 就是作为一个物质的一个 Dharma， 一个就是如何建立起一个宗教原则，如何能够正确的、恰如其分的去行事。但是总结来说呢，作为人类来讲，它是需要了解，作为它是一个灵性的灵魂，它本真的处置到底应该是什么，它最后应该得到这样的觉悟。
So there is one aspect of Dharma that is temporary, and then there is aspect of Dharma that is eternal.
所以说呢，作为 Dharma， 它有两个方面，一个方面呢是临时的 Dharma， 还有另外一种呢是永恒的 Dharma.
In temporary Dharma, we see the maintenance of our bodies, you know, the practice of religious activities to to make our lives better in this material world and eventually being promoted to heaven for a better life.
那么在这个临时的这个 Dharma 里面呢，它就会去维系我们的物质躯体，并且呢让我们能够有更好的这种宗教性的活动，然后最终呢使我们能够得到进步，然后被提升到天堂的星宿。
嗯， but there are many different aspects how to raise a child, how to educate, how to take care of parents. All these are different aspects of Dharma, how to deal with others, how to maintain and nourish others around us.
那么这个 Dharma, 那这部分的 Dharma 呢，它其实是涵盖了很多内容的，比如说如何赡养老人，如何养育孩子，如何去正确的善待他人。
You there?
Yes, Ashu, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, Ashu,
yeah.
I'm here.
So, yeah. You and me, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So, these are temporary dharmas because they relate with our material bodies and our material relationships, which are all temporary.
那么这些呢都是短暂的 dharma, 因为呢它是和我们的物质的躯体以及和我们的这些物质的关系相关联的，但是所有的这些呢都是短暂临时的，都是非永恒的。
The deep meaning of dharma means duty, means service. What kind of service we should render to others?
但是关于 dharma 的更深刻的理解呢，是关于服务的。可是我们到底应该做怎样的服务呢？
So in the material world, because our material connections, because of the bodies we have and the connections with these bodies, we have many services that we exchange with others.
那么因为在这个物质世界呢，由于我们所具备的这个物质躯体，使我们也就有了和其他人之间的各种各样的关系，然后我们就需要由于这种关系呢去和别人去交换很多的服务。
But the purpose of following all this temporary dharmas well is just to elevate the consciousness of the human being, so he can come to a point to understand that there is a higher purpose in life than just to maintain the body and the body relationships.
但是呢，我们为了要去很好的维系所有的这些物质的 dharma, 它的目的都是为了要让我们能够达到一个觉悟，能够了解到我们最终是有这个灵性的提升的，而并不仅仅是要去完成在这个物质躯体中的所有的这些职责。
Means we have to come to a point where we understand that we are not these bodies, we are spiritual souls, and we have a loving connection with other souls and with Krishna.And this is the eternal type of activity that we actually all have forever, you know, exchange of service between us and Krishna and his devotees. This is our real dharma, the factual dharma.
也就是说呢，我们要有在这么一个点的一个状态下，我们就能理解了，我们并不是这具物质的躯体，我们是永恒的灵魂，而且呢我们和其他的灵魂以及和 Krishna 之间是有这种永恒的关系的。那我们要做的事情呢，并不仅仅的是要去完成跟这个物质躯体相关的所有这些服务，而是我们要去服务其他的奉献者以及 Krishna, 就是我们和他们之间实际上是有这种非常永恒的关系的。这个才是我们真正的 Dharma。
Yes, and this is actually the goal, the purpose of our human form of life.
而这个呢，其实才是人类的生命的最终的真正的目标所在。
So we should be maintaining, means that we should be maintaining these bodies or the bodies of others around us, or maintaining things.As long as these things can be used in Krishna's service, that's the purpose.
所以说 所以说呢，我们应该去在 可以把所有的一切用在就对 Krishna 的服务为目的的这种状态下去维系我们的生活以及维系和我们身边所有的一切相关联的这些人的生活。
So we keep, we eat the right food, we keep in good health, you keep strong, you keep wise. Why? Because it's important. In this way we can be more actively engaged in a service, in the real Dharma that is constitutional, is part, constitutional part of us.
那所以说呢，我们要吃正确的食物，要保持健康的身体，然后让自己处在一个非常健康的良好的状态。为什么呢？因为只有这样我们才能够更好的去从事我们附定的本应该处在的那种服务的状态。
So that's why Srila Prabhupada is in the beginning of the purpose said in a stage when the creation is maintained. There are devotional service to the Lord or factual religion. That's the first thing Srila Prabhupada has mentioned, because this is the most important role of Lord Vishnu in the maintenance of the material world, to make sure that human beings are given nourishment, the proper nourishment, the proper opportunity to render devotional service to Lord Vishnu.
Yeah. So, Ashu, what you read the purport is the beginning of the purport?
It's in the beginning of the purport, the second line. After creating by Lord Brahma, then a stage of creation is maintained. There are devotional service to Vishnu, or factual religion.
Oh, yeah. 所以说呢,
second paragraph.
Yeah. 所以说呢，在这个我们今天的这个世界的这个要旨的最开始的这个地方呢，释迦牟尼佛就讲到了，他说呢，在维持创造的这个阶段，宇宙中的有对主 Vishnu 的奉爱服务真宗教。所以呢，释迦牟尼佛他在一开始他就提到了这一点。那么这个对于我们来说呢是非常重要的，而且呢这个也是就是作为这个人类的身形他所应该做的一件事情。
This is the main nourishment given by Lord Vishnu, is to make sure that our devotional service takes shape, manifest, and it is maintained. This is the real maintenance.
而这个呢，也就是主 Vishnu 他给我们的真正的维系，也就是。使得当人类身形它存在的时候，它得到，并且呢，它在维系的这个状态下的时候呢，它能够是以这样的一种方式被维系的。
In material bodies need food, need nourishment in order to be maintained. But we as spiritual soul, we need to be nourished with devotional service. This is our nourishment, bhakti.
那么作为这个身体它为了要活下去呢，它是需要食物需要滋养的，这样才能够被维系。但是呢作为这个灵魂，那它是需要 bhakti 这样的方式来被滋养的。
So this is the most important thing.
那么所以这个呢是最重要的。
Maintaining the bodies, how long can we maintain our bodies?
那如果我们要说维系身体的话，我们这个身体又能维系多长时间呢？
How much we can maintain others?
我们又能够去维系别人维系多长时间呢？
How much can we do to help people to be materially satisfied?
我们又能够帮到我们又能够就是帮助人们得到物质的满足感有多少呢？
Yeah, we can put so much energy on these things, maintaining our bodies, maintaining others, and it's important to do, we should not neglect, but we can put so much effort on these things, but eventually everything is lost.
那当然了，我们可以把很多我们的这种精力全部都放在去维系别人的这个身体健康，还有就是跟身体相关的这些事情上，那当然这些也都是需要我们花精力的，因为这些都是非常重要的，但是到最后一切都会烟消云散的。
So we are not so much, we do, we have to do our duties while we are living in human society with family and all these things, we have to do our duties in a proper way. But all the way thinking that you do this to please the Lord, to please Lord Vishnu.
那么当我们在和家人在和社会在共处的时候呢，我们也是需要去履行我们的职责，去和别人很好的相处。但是呢，我们内心要存着一个想法，就是我们这么做的目的呢，是为了要去取悦至尊主的。
And while we are serving others, we try to insert, to introduce some aspects of bhakti, you know, like taking from prasadam or hearing bhajan or holy name, something like the book, whatever. You know, we try to, you know, while serving others, we try to also give them opportunity to find the real nourishment they require.
而当我们在服务其他的人的时候呢，我们总是要想着能够为别人也能做一些这个真正的服务，比如说把巴占给他们呀，或者是把圣名给他们呀，或者是请他们来吃一点这个 prasada 呢，因为这样的话呢，才能够把真正的别人所需要的这个滋养给予别的人。
Because no matter how much material service we are going to give to them, either will not be sufficient or eventually is going to be lost, or even if we try to do our best, sometimes people are not happy. So it's no way you really can satisfy the needs of the soul simply by doing our material duties properly.
因为如果我们要是仅仅是去从事我们的这些物质的活动的话呢，要不然处事人的状况就是我们对别人那种服务呢总是不够，总是没有办法完全的去满足别人。那么或者呢，就是别人会觉得我们的这种服务呢并不是能够那么好的去取悦他。
So we have to think about what is most important. We have understood, we have embraced this process of real service, devotional service. So we have to take it very seriously in our daily lives and give the utmost importance to those activities and try to awaken other human beings to this understanding also, because it's very important for everyone.
所以呢，我们也就要这个很好的思考一下，就是我们在做事情的时候是如何去做的，因为我们是笃信奉爱服务的这条路，而且我们也很好的在让自己在从事着这些活动。所以呢，当我们在和别人在相处的时候，我们也要思考一下如何能够把这样的这种服务这样的活动能够给予其他的人，然后使别人能够真正的得到益处。
So in other words, the only thing that can be maintained in this material world, really can be maintained in this material world, is our life of devotion, you know, our devotional service, because this carries on, the life after life carries on to us, to the spiritual world, to the lotus feet of Krishna, is something that we will be doing eternally, forever.
因为所以换句话说，就是我们的这个生命长，我们的生命或者说我们整个可以维系这一切的这个真正的事物，是我们奉爱的生活，以及是我们所有的这些奉爱的服务。因为在我们的不断的这些生死中，这是始终会不断的跟随着我们一起的这个事情，它是会不断的进行的一件事儿。
So that's why you should give much more importance to nourish our bhakti, maintain our bhakti strong, you know, and very active, and try to give opportunity to others to engage in some devotional service, even if it is in a way they don't understand much.
所以说呢，我们要做的事情，一方面呢是要很好的去滋养我们自己的 bhakti。让我们的这个 bhakti 的奉爱的这种精神呢，保持着非常高涨的一种状态。那另外一种方法，另外一方面呢，就是我们要把这样的这种 bhakti 的生活呢，也要想办法去传递给其他的人，然后让他们呢也能够真正的获益。
Because this is the real thing, this is the real existence, the real life.
因为这才是真实存在的事情，这才是我们生命的真谛所在。
Everything else is temporary within this material creation. There's nothing, nothing permanent besides the individual soul.
那么其他的所有这一切呢，在我们的这个物质的这个创造过程中，它是都是短暂的，是不永恒的。对于这个个体的灵魂来说呢，都是其实是不值一提的。
So this is what is most important. This is what.Why this maintenance of devotional service, nourish with devotional service, the most important activity of Vishnu within the material creation?
那么所以这个才是最重要的。所以为什么呢？对于主 Vishnu 来说，去维系人们的这个奉爱的精神，或者是维系他的这个奉爱的服务、奉爱的生活。是主威士呢，他在维系的这个过程中所从事的最重要的活动。
Otherwise, the creation in itself is not the most interesting or the most outstanding pastime of the Lord.
否则的话呢，关于创造这件事情，对于主来说，并不是他最不可思议的、最有意思的小时光。
It's not something. It's like in the government established many departments for the welfare of the citizens. We have hospitals, we have schools, we have social services, we have police, we have traffic rules, and so many things are there established in the society, many departments meant to help the citizens to go by nicely, peacefully.
那比如说这个政府也是如此。他呢，为了要让人们过上很好的、很平静的这种生活，他是有很多的这种设施部门的，比如说有医院、有学校、有这个铁路、有交通部门、有各种各样的这些部门。
So the government gives a good amount of importance to these departments because they are meant to maintain the citizens happy and productive.
那么由于这些部门呢都是为了维系人们能够过上很开心的很开心的这种生活的，所以说呢这个政府也会很好的去维系这些部门。
But the jail department is also a department of the government.
但是呢在政府里面也设有监狱这个部门。
Where all those citizens who don't want to abide by the law and create troubles to other citizens, they have to be put in reclusion in these places.
但是那些犯了罪，然后呢搅扰了其他人的生活的那些市民，那他呢就可能就会被送到监狱里面去待着。
But it's not a department that the government gives great pleasure to organize.
但是呢就是这个监狱也是因为
it's not something that it's not a department that gives the most enthusiasm to the government to establish.
Okay. 但是这个部门呢并不是说是这个政府它是满怀着热情的非常的这个欢喜的去创造出来的这个部门。
It just has to be done.
但是呢这个部门必须得在那儿，所以呢这个政府就必须要安设这个部门。
So they don't make a big festival when they open a new jail. They don't make much.
所以当政府他设立一个新的监狱的时候呢，他也不会这个大肆的宣扬，或者是还会有这个开采典礼什么之类的。
So similarly in some ways,The material creation is not the most relevant, the most important pastime of the Lord.
所以说呢，这个物质的创造对于主来说也不是那么让他热情高涨的逍遥时光。
But yes, it's a necessity.
但是呢，这是必要的。
is a way to reform those rebellious souls and to make them understand that they have to make their own choice.
因为但是呢，这个是使那些具有反抗性的这些灵魂所得到改造的地方，让他们能够更正他们所做出来的这个错误的决定的地方。
Right, the jail system is made to help the rogues and criminals to become rectified, to reform their conduct.
比如说这监狱也是，那么这个监狱呢，它的这个设置呢，就是为了要让在监狱里面的这些罪犯能够在这里面得到很好的改善，然后呢，修正他们的行为。
So, but the most important thing.Most important, certainly the Lord comes into this material creation and performs many, many beautiful pastimes. That's no doubt about that. The Lord uses the material creation and manifests many wonderful pastimes here.
那么毫无疑问呢，主他是来到了这个物质世界，并且呢，他用了这个物质能量上演了很多的非常美妙的逍遥时光。
But in all activities the Lord does in the material world, he has always one thing in mind, how he can. Yes, he comes to enjoy with his associates, that's one fact. But it is always this idea of attracting, this intention of attracting the conditioned souls to a better way of life, a real way of life.
但是呢，主他在这个物质创造的维系的这个过程中呢，当然他一方面呢是来享受和他的联谊们就是和他的这个同游之间的这种联谊和奉献者之间的联谊，但另外一方面呢，他的内心中他总是在思考如何能够让在这里面的这些受条件限制的灵魂能够重新的过上他真正的生活。
嗯 So like in the jail, the government takes care of maintaining the inmates, you know, make sure they are well fed, they have a place to sleep, they have clean clothes to not get sick, and they have some activity during the day to not become too lazy. So there's something going on in terms of their material needs.
就比如说在这个监狱里面也是一样，这个政府呢要为在监狱里面生活的这些人们提供生活设施，然后要确保他们有舒服的地方睡觉，然后呢有这个食物吃，然后呢也不会生病。
So this is, but most important is parallel to that is giving them some training, some education, so they can understand the wrongdoings and they can reform themselves, you know. So this is the most important thing, education, re-education.That is going on in the department.
但是呢，最重要的一件事情，在这个监狱里面，对于这些犯人们要做的这个事情呢，就是要对他们进行重新的教育，要重新的改造，然后呢，让他们能够重新的纠正他们之前的这个行为。
Teach them the benefits of being good citizens. There are much more benefits than.By being rogues or criminals and by breaking the law.
那么告诉他们，如果要是作为一个善良的一个城市的居民，他所能够得到的这个益处是什么？要远远的要好于当他是作为罪犯的时候所处在的一个状态。
So the same way.The Lord, yes, in the material world is maintaining everybody, but the main interest of the Lord is to rescue the conditioned souls, particularly those who are already in human form of life because they have the facility. So this is the main activity the Lord invests himself in, is to help the conditioned souls to come back to their original position.
所以呢，一方面来讲呢，主他在物质世界的维系呢，是能够维系所有的这些众生的这个生活。但从另外一方面来讲呢，他是为了要去救赎，特别是已处在这个人类身形的这个生命体的状态，能够让他们能够重新的处在 他本来就应该处在的那种状态下。
And that's the propagation of devotional service, either done by the Lord himself directly, or through his agents, his devotees, the saintly sadhus, you know. This is the main activity the Lord does in maintaining, nourishing the human for the individual souls in human forms of life.
所以呢，也就是对奉献服务的传播，那么或者是通过主的奉献者来完成的这件事情，或者是通过这些圣洁知识所完成的这些事情，那么这样的话呢，才能够给这个在物质世界的这些人们以真正的滋养。
So this is the most important nourishment, devotional service.
所以说呢，这才是真正的滋养，也就是奉献服务 bhakti。
So this is the nourishment that we should take as much as possible because there is no side effects.
那所以这样的这个滋养呢，是我们应该尽量的去获得的，因为这样的滋养是没有任何的副作用的。
We cannot have too much devotional service.
我们永远都不会因为奉献服务做得太多而嫌太多了。
The more we have, the more happy we become.
因为我们做的越多，我们就会变得越来越快乐。
So we have to make sure that we are getting the right nourishment, the real nourishment, bhakti.
所以呢，我们要确保的一件事情就是我们能够得到这真正的滋养，也就是 bhakti 的滋养。
And give as much as possible as you can, give bits of this bhakti to others also.
并且呢，我们要尽可能多的把这个 bhakti 的滋养给予其他的人。
Because otherwise there is no hope just maintaining their bodies. There is no hope. The body is going to fall apart and you're going to have to take another form and on, and this is no end to the miseries and the material misery.
因为否则的话呢是没有任何的希望的，因为我们的这个对于物质躯体的这个滋养，它最终还是会这个被瓦解掉，然后呢会导致的是在进入到下面的一个躯体之中，那这个是就循环往复，就没完没了了，而且呢得到的只是无限的痛苦。
Okay, Hare Krishna. We'll stop here if there's any question or comments.
Okay, 那我们今天讲课这部分呢就先到这儿，然后看看大家有没有任何的问题和评述。阿叔的秘书。
我们暂时还没有问题提上来，我稍等一下。
So right now we haven't have any questions yet. So let's wait for a little while.
Today is the proper day of Chinese New Year.
Yeah. Today actually is the second day of the Chinese New Year.
The first was 25th.
The first day is yesterday. It's 25th. Yeah. But you know, it's still one of the very important involving Chinese New Year's days. And also many Chinese devotees are heading to the Holy Dam, you know, if they make to be out of the country before quarantine.
Yes. Yes. If they don't have a cold, if they are not sick, they may pass through. But if they are sick, they're going to keep them in quarantine for sure.
Yeah.
And that's terrible because it means the whole period of your play, hope now, pray that now, that they can make
something
to the Holy Dam.
Yeah, I guess we do need to pray, you know, for the current situation because it's quite severe, you know. When we out, everybody's wearing a mask, And also we have been recommended just to remain at home, not going anywhere. All of this
everywhere in the country?
Well, some of the cities has been closed. They are not allowing people to travel anymore. But for most of the cities right now, just if you're still healthy, you're allowed. But if you're sick, then probably that's not a good sign. And all of the public facilities has been closed. So for this holiday, literally everybody just stay at home. We cannot go to parks, not go to the theaters, or go to
no public
anywhere. Yeah. All cities are like that. Now I'm in the, I am in the corner of one of the cities in South. Even in this corner area, all of the public facilities has been closed.
Sure.
yeah, so we don't need to pray. 我刚才跟阿叔讲了一下，就是我们现在的这个情况。然后呢，因为这个奉献者有的可能现在正在去圣地了，所以呢可能没有那么多人在听课。还有呢，可能就是还有在过年。然后由此呢，就跟阿叔就大概说了一下我们现在的这个情况，就大部分都只能留在家里面。然后呢，所有的这些公共的设施呢也都关门了。然后阿叔说呢，我们需要有很多的祈祷。阿叔 ，now there was a question from Sumuki Radha Mataji。感恩亲爱的阿叔的精彩讲课，奉爱服务无比甜美，但是我们的精力还是那么有限，是不是也应该根据自己所处的阶段职责来适当的选择，不能够超过自己的承受能力呢？阿叔，thank you very much for your beautiful lecture.And the devotional service is very sweet. However, we have limited energy. We have limited energy. So, shall we choose the proper devotional service to do, which is fit for our current stage, and we shouldn't do something go beyond our capacity of acceptance of the devotees. I mean the services. Basically, she's saying that is if we need to do the service based on our capacity, but not go beyond that.
Okay. Yes, in the beginning stage, we should at least engage ourselves according to our capacities, because if you do something that we are not so much qualified to do, you may feel awkward, you may feel a little dissatisfied, or may too anxious, and this is not good.
那当然，在最开始的时候呢，我们的确是要按照我们的这个能力的范围去进行我们的服务的。否则的话，如果我们要是超于我们的能量去做我们做不了的事情的话，我们就会感到非常的焦虑，而且呢也会感到很奇怪，也会感到就是处在一种比较怪异的状态。
You have to be moderate.
所以呢，我们就必须要处在一种相对中道的状态。
But then as gradually as we evolve in spiritual life, then you know we can go beyond this our what we call our material capacities. We can start doing things that we would not start doing things that we would never think before, we never thought before you could do. Means we are we become empowered because of accepting the order of Guru Krishna, become empowered to do things beyond our capacity.
但是随着我们的这个修习的进程呢，我们就慢慢的会由于得到了 Guru 和 Krishna 的授予的这个力量，使得我们就可以开始去想象，去想着去做一些我们没有办法做到的事情。
But in the beginning, yes, we should feel balanced that we can do things that we feel comfortable to do. Of course, we should always try to even if certain things, of course, we're talking about practical activities. We are not talking about the activities of sadhana proper. Here we are talking about practical activities.
Yeah. 那当然我们在这里面讲到的是一些非常实际的一些活动。那么在最开始的时候呢，我们的确是需要按照我们力所能及的这个能力去进行平衡。
So, but in terms of sadhana, we should try to embrace everything.
但是对于我们的 sadhana， 我们就应该试图去拥抱所有这一切了。
Means we should chant at least 16 rounds. We should read Srimad Bhagavatam. We should follow the regulative principles. We should do a minimal deity worship. Offer always the food we cook to the Lord. These things we cannot go without if you want to make spiritual advancement. We have to do these things.
也就是说，如果我们要是想要在灵性上取得进步的话，我们就必须要每天都要认真的念诵十六圈。然后我们每天呢要这个向主供奉食物，而且呢我们要去很好的去从事我们的规范原则，而且我们也要做一些神像崇拜的活动。
So sadhana is very important, you know, it's very important that we do properly.
所以说呢，这个 sadhana 是对于我们来说是非常重要的，所以呢我们。在跟 sadhana 相关的每一件事情，我们都要非常恰当的去做。
But then, yes, practical activities of devotion, then you have to see what you feel more capable, more able to do, and try to do those things better as best as you can.
但是作为奉献服务的话呢，那我们就尽力而为的去把我们能够做好的事情做好。
And then gradually you will become empowered, you know, by your dedication, your sincerity, Krishna and Guru and devotees empower you to do more than you thought you would be able to do.
然后慢慢的呢，由于我们的这种奉献，由于我们的真诚，由于 Guru 和 Krishna 给我们的授予的这个力量，使我们就慢慢的变得能够做越来越多的事情了。
Okay, the next question.
Yeah, the next question actually, I think this is the continuous explanation from Sumukhi Radha, but I think you have already covered it. But anyway, I will read it for you. She said that 如果接受过多的服务，每一件事情都做不好，还不如专注的做好一两样服务，是不是？ She said that if we try to render too many services, then we cannot do anything well. So probably it's better for us just to focus for a couple of the services. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, if you can do like that, it's good.
是的，如果您要是能够这样去做的话，是很好的。
Because quality is better than quantity.
因为呢，质量要，就是保证质量要好于追求数量。
But sometimes, you know, due to circumstances, you may be asked to do more than you do regularly.
但是有的时候呢，可能你会被要求做比你平时做的更多的事情。
So it can be a challenge sometimes.
所以有的时候呢，我们可能需要去面对一些考验。
So, but don't worry. As far as possible, yeah, try to do what you know how to do best, what you can do best, and try to do very nicely, because the quality of your service is the most important.
但是不用担心，在大部分的这个情况下呢，都是去做自己比较熟的，而且能够尽力做好的这些事情，然后呢，尽量去把这个服务做好，因为质量，好的质量要比这个更多的数量要更加的重要。
The next
is from 云云 Mataji. 博伽瓦坛第一篇第七章中说，屠宰场会导致瘟疫和战争，看来是说对了。怎么理解这一点？She said that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, it is said that the slaughterhouse will lead to the virus and the war. It seems that, you know, that has been manifested. So how do you explain about this?
Yes, and it is not the first time this manifests.
是的，而且呢，这也不只是发生的头一次了。
Because it's not a proper way of dealing with other living entities, slaughtering them.
因为呢，去把这个其他的凤体生物体给屠杀，这并不是恰当的对待其他的生物的方法。
It's a very, very heavy karma, the result of that.
所以这么做以后呢，就会引来非常沉重的业报。
Because they don't, people who do these things, they don't even think about the misery they are causing to other living entities, or sometimes even enjoy seeing how others are suffering so much. So heavy karma comes as a result of that.
因为当他在这么做的时候呢，首先他不知道他给其他的生物体造成了多大的痛苦，或者说呢，有的时候他甚至在这么做的时候呢，他还非常的开心的看着给别的这个生物体所造成的这个痛苦的这种状态，所以呢，这么做就会导致非常严重的业报的后果。
So to take the life of another living entity is a great sin.
所以说呢，取走其他的生物体的性命是非常严重的罪。
So you may say, oh, but I may eat meat, but I don't kill. You know, I just get from the shop.
那有些人可能会说，我吃肉，但是我其实并没有杀死其他的动物啊，我只不过是在店里边买来的肉而已。
I don't work in slaughterhouse. I'm not the owner of a slaughterhouse.
那我又不是在屠宰场里面上班，而且呢，我也没有开办屠宰场。
No, you are responsible also because if you don't eat, you don't buy, the shops will not have customers. So means the slaughterhouse has to close because there is no normal, the product is not being sold. So they will not slaughter them.
但其实不是这样的，因为其实你也是要为这件事情负责的，因为如果要是我们不去这个商店里面去买肉的话，那也就意味着不需要去屠宰动物，那么这个屠宰动物这个屠宰场也就没有生意了，它就不会再开着了。
And so the person who raises the animal and sells for killing, the person who kills, the person who sells in a shop, the person who buys, the person who cook and eat, all these people are in the same chain of karmic reaction, very heavy karmic reaction.
所以呢，就是所有在这个产业链条上的人，比如说就是去在农场里面养了这个动物，然后呢，这个养完这个动物以后呢，是为了要送到屠宰场里面去屠宰。然后呢，把这个动物再送到这个商店里面去，给大家提供它其中这个肉食。在整个的这条链条上的所有的人，他其实都是为了，都是要为这个非常沉重的这个业报就要负责任的。
So then you may think, oh, but I didn't go to the market to buy meat. I just went to buy some vegetables, and I got the disease. I got the virus.
但是你也可能说，那我没到这个市场里面去买肉，我只不过是到这个自由市场里面去买了点菜，可是我就在买菜的这个过程中呢，我就被染上了这个病毒，然后我就生病了。
So this is mean it's still our karma is running bad, and we are caught in a collective karma where many people are put together to suffer the same type of problem.
但是呢，这其实依然还是我们要承担的这个业报，因为这个呢被展现在这个集体的业报的这个状态中，所以呢，也就意味着我们如果要是被染上了的话呢，就意味着我们依然还是要去承受这个痛苦的。
So big diseases, big epidemic diseases, natural catastrophes.And like earthquakes, volcanoes, typhoons, and all these things, they come as a result of killing killing other living entities, mothers killing their babies in the womb by abortion, and killing poor innocent animals. This is the result. Wars also as a result of this heavy karma.
大肆的流行病的泛滥呐、啊，还有像海啸啊，或者是像飓风啊，所有这些其实都是自然灾难。那么这个自然灾难呢，全部都是由于屠杀生灵，或者说是这个就是母亲把这个孩子给剁掉啊，就是都是由于这样的这些行动而导致的非常的深重的业报的反应，战争也是如此。
So we make others suffer and die, we are all put in situations we have to suffer and die. It's just it's just how karma works. Tooth for eye for eye, tooth for tooth.
那么所以呢，这其实是一种以牙还牙、以眼还眼的状态。那么当我们取走了别人的性命之后呢，那我们所要遭受到的也是这样的业报的结果。
We give suffering and death, cause death and suffering and death to others. We are given suffering and death.
那么我们导致了别人的受苦，我们取走了别人的性命，那我们所得到的这个结果呢，也就是会受苦，然后我们的性命会被别人拿走。
Next question.
The next question is from Yun Yun Mataji. She said that in Yun Va Tan 第四篇第十四章的第十七世节中，要旨说君主制比民主制国家要更好。民主制是大众堕落的表现，怎么理解这个进步还是堕落呢？ In the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4, Chapter 14, Verse Number 17, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said that monarchalism is better than the actually, because I don't know how to translate the two words, I need to find. Hold on, I'm reading the English. 不好意思啊，我一下这个君主制跟民主制这两个词有点说不上来，我再查一查。Okay, well, basically, in the purport they said that, how to say that, controlled by the monarch, and the other one is the people just you know, they have the freedom to
choose their
government. What is the word, democratic, is that democracy actually is a sign of fallen rather than the monarchism.
Monarchy.
So
yeah,
what
this
So her question then is how to understand this. How to understand that this is improvement or degradation?
In a proper monarchy it's the best system of government where the monarch, the king, does not rule independently, but under the advice of very saintly brahmanas.
那所以说呢，如果是在君主制的非常的恰当的统治之下，这是最好的。但是这个君主，如果这个国王他也并不是自己独立的在进行着统治，而是他是在很好的婆罗门的智囊团的辅助之下来进行统治的。
So, but because the Brahmanas became degraded in the beginning of Kali Yuga, the Brahmanas became degraded. Then they the kings they didn't follow their example anymore and start ruling independently, and this was very bad.
但是呢，在卡利年代一开始的时候呢，婆罗门阶层呢就变得非常的堕落了。使得呢，这个国王就没有办法再去追随他们。然后呢，这个国王呢就开始自己进行统治，所以这就变得很不好了。
The kings became very dictators, and they used to abuse their people for their own benefit. As a result, people revolt against that, and they wanted to elect themselves a system of government that would protect them.And that was democracy came about.
嗯，然后呢，这些君王们呢，就开始乱用他们的这个权力，然后呢，就开始去这个欺负所有的这些人们，而且是为了要满足自己个人的这个利益。但是呢，作为臣民来讲，他们所要的这个国王呢，是为了要保护他们的。但是呢，当他们看到这个国王没有办法保护他们的时候，所以他们就变成民主制了，就开始自己去选举了。
So, yeah, and yes, certainly it's the greatest system because there is no more brahmanas, there is no more qualified brahmanas to advise qualified kings, which is a system that protects the best citizens because they will not be just protected from hurt, from being attacked by others, but and you'll be maintained nicely, but also because the king.Provides for spiritual education for the citizens. So this is the real process, the best type of management. If that management becomes weak because the brahmanas are not there, then yes, then we have a very degraded system of people, or common people choosing what is the best for the government.
那么所以说呢，作为这个政府，他对人们最好的这种保护是在婆罗门智囊团的协助之下，然后呢对这个，然后再由国王这个统治者对于这个臣民们进行保护，但是这种保护呢并不仅仅是赢得战争，然后呢让他们能够过上这个安康的生活，而且还有一个重要的方面呢是国王能够把这个灵性的知识给予这些臣民，然后呢以这样的方式让他们在这个灵性化的这个状态下去很好的生活。但是由于呢没有这个婆罗门在协助国王再去做这件事情了，使得整个的这个体系呢就变成了一种非常混乱的堕落的这种状态，然后从而呢就使得这个臣民们自己就开始进行选举，然后呢自己去进行统治了。
So in a democratic society where people choose their rulers, yes, they think they have done their choice, but then does not mean the rulers are going to satisfy all their needs, and certainly they are not qualified to satisfy their spiritual needs.
那么这些这个在民主之下，那大家选举出了他们的这个领导，那么他们觉得这个领导呢可以来这个统治他们，但事实上呢这个领导他们是没有这个足够的资格来统治他们的，特别是就这些领导们是没有办法把这个人们的这个灵性的需求给予他们的。
They don't have the qualification of brahmanas or kshatriyas, so naturally they cannot do much.
So, because 没有有资格的婆罗门以及没有有资格的刹帝利了，所以说呢，这个由民主制选举出来的这些领导，他们的能力也就非常的有限了。
Because they may be honest, they may be sincere leaders, but they are limited in their capacity.To really nourish the population, what is the most important?
那么这些新选举出来的这些领导，也许他们是非常真诚的，而且呢，他们也是就是非常的努力的，也是很诚实的人。但是呢，就是由于他们的这个力量不足，使得他没有办法给他的这些被管理的这些人们以足够的滋养。
So what we have now is a degraded system of administration because we are not really guided by the head society, the Brahmanas who give us the proper guidance to use the human form of life properly.
那么之所以我们现在呢就是处在这个比较堕落的这种管理的这种状态下的原因是由于我们没有恰当的婆罗门的阶层去指导人们去得到灵性上的这个滋养或者是得到这个恰当的指导。
Yes, they can provide with material protection, material maintenance, you know, food is there in the market, we still can survive, that's okay. They are doing a great job in that sense of giving, provide for material maintenance, but they are not providing for the real nourishment that the soul needs.
当然他们做了一个很好的物质维系方面的工作，比如说大家有这个丰衣足食，你们这些都是没有问题的，但是呢他没有办法提供灵魂所需要的恰当的滋养。
They don't know. They just don't know.
那么这个问题就在于，因为他们不知道有这一部分的需求。
Without Brahmana saintly persons to guide them, they don't know what is. They don't know what can they can do best.
所以呢，如果是没有圣洁知识，没有婆罗门的指导，他们不知道什么才是最佳的行为。
Okay, next question.
Next question is from 幸运星 Mataji. 感谢阿叔精彩的奉爱讲课。现在新型肺炎导致全国人心惶惶，大街上都冷冷清清，这也是希瓦的毁灭力量吗？ Thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. Right now, the new virus make the people in around the whole country in great anxiety.And you can see the street like the desert. So is that has been controlled by the destructive power of Lord Shiva?
Yeah, and it's anything that is destructive, that is a mode of ignorance, that is Lord Shiva's. It's the energy of the Lord that is controlled by Lord Shiva to destroy, to annihilate, to make one pay for a bad karma. Yes, yes.
您说的这个是对的，因为所有的就是关于毁灭的力量，全部都是愚昧属性，那么都是主希瓦的能量，那么他要用这个能量呢来进行这个消灭一些不当的一些东西，所以说呢，这是对的，你说的是对的。
But don't think that Lord Shiva is mean.
但是不要认为主希瓦特别的苛刻。
Because through these miseries, people sometimes have more awareness about the purpose of life.
因为呢，通过这些磨难呢，使得人们有的时候呢，就能够更好的去理解生命的意义所在。
Maybe our devotees are becoming more conscious. This can happen around us. Better we chant Hare Krishna more attentive. Better we take shelter more in our sadhana because we know this material world is temporary. Anytime things can just disappear as a disease or no matter what.
而且呢，这也会让我们奉献者呢，可能变得更加的冷静和清醒，让我们能够更好的去对待我们的 sadhana， 让我们觉得我们要更好的去进行我们的这个休息，因为就是这样的这个事情，就这种灾难、这种毁灭，真的是会在我们的身边发生的。
But because spiritually it can be.This type of situation can be a boost to our attachment to Krishna and devotional service because we see the material situation is not really under our control. Nobody can control these situations.
而且呢，这样的情况呢，也会让我们奉献者更加的激发起对 Krishna 的奉爱服务，因为也让我们非常的意识到，就是在物质上所出现的这种状况，它真的是我们没有办法控制的。
We are also staying in the place not far from this volcano in the Philippines, and we don't know any time can the volcano can come out and send ashes or earthquake all over the place. We don't know. The devotees are worried about what's going to happen. So, but everybody's taking more shelter in the holy names, kirtan, the relationship between devotees is becoming stronger because we are living through a moment of great distress, material distress.
嗯，那然后在菲律宾的时候也是，因为我们所在的这个地方呢，离这个火山喷发的这个地方并不是很远，所以我们其实不知道什么时候这个岩浆会喷发，然后什么时候这个火山的这个山灰呢也会搅扰到我们。那么奉献者内心还是很焦虑的对于这件事情，但是呢，这个使得奉献者就更加的依附于圣名，更加的依附于 kirtan， 更加的依附于这些奉献服务，因为。就是这些临时的物质的这些灾难真的是会随时而来的。
So don't be too surprised when material miseries knock around, because this is just how material world is made of. Material energy, misery is caused by the body, misery is caused by the mind, misery caused by other living entities, birth, death, old age and disease. This is what the material world is about.
所以说呢，当这些物质灾难来敲门的时候，我们可千万不要觉得太惊讶，因为这个物质世界它本来就是以这样的方式展示的，而且呢，我们本来就是会受到由我们的躯体、由我们的心意以及整个这个物质自然所给我们带来的这个痛苦。
Okay, next question, if there is any.
Yeah, there is one more from Ishwari Mataji.顶拜孤乳，这次瘟疫为什么中国这么凶猛，而国外没有听说？是中国的业报太重吗 ？Please accept my very humble obeisances. I want to know for these times the virus spreading, why is so heavy in China, but we didn't hear much. It's happened in other countries. Is that because the karmic reaction in China is more heavier than the other places?
No, not more. Not more heavier is also the.They are suffering from other karma in the other places, much more terrible than you suffer in China.
并不是说是这个中国的业报太重，而是呢，在这个世界各地的其他的地方，他们其实是在为其他的各种各样的灾难而在受苦，而且这种苦呢，比我们现在在这受的苦重得多。
嗯。Traffic kills people.Criminals and kill people. There's so many people die just because having firearms in America. And so many people die, shooted by somebody every day. And this is nothing compared to what the number of people are dying because of this epidemic now.
嗯嗯，那么比如说人们可能会因为在车祸中丧失性命。或者说呢，会由于被别人的一些罪犯的这个行为而丧失了性命。那么，在美国的这个军队里面，在战争中也是天天都会有很多人死。所以说，我们在这个流行病里面，就在流行病泛滥这个过程中，死去的这几个人只不过是其中的一种方式而已。
嗯 ，No, bad karma is everywhere.
所以说呢，这个。不好的这个业报是无处不在的。
But you know, you can be protected. Just be careful. You know, go around with your mask and remain clean, and you will be protected.
所以呢，大家呢一定要小心，然后好好的保护好自己。所以我们无论出行去哪儿的时候呢，要戴上口罩，而且呢要保持洁净。那这样呢，我们就是被保护着的。
嗯。Okay, thank you very much.
非常感谢大家。
A special thank you to Dana Kelly and Swati Mataji.
也特别的感谢 Swati Mataji 还有 Dana Kelly.
Again, Happy New Year to all of you. Remember Krishna, never forget him during this New Year.
Ashu, here is one more question.
Yeah.
Okay. So the...现在新的一个问题还是来自云云吗？他记得为什么从目前的世界来看，好像民主制国家比君主制国家更有利于灵修的灵性的修行 ？Why, from the current world, we can see that the countries in the democratic system is verses of the countries in the monic system is more favorite for the spiritual practice. She's
no,
asking that
no.
For the... Okay, please.
No guarantee of that. And also, because these so-called monarchic countries, they don't really follow a pure monarchy. They don't have brahmanas to guide them.
Yeah. 并没有这样的这种保证，而且呢，在这个君主制的这个国家里面，它其实并不是一个真正的君主制国家，因为也没有这个婆罗门在指导着君王。
The king is there or the queen is there, but the government is elected by people, and the government with the ministers that they are doing everything, and the king is sitting there as a idol almost.
那么在这个国家里面呢，可能是有国王或者有王后或者女王，但是呢，他们其实只不过就是坐在家中，然后作为一个木偶而已，因为真正的这个领导政府也还是由人们来选举出来的，是由这个选举出来的这个政府在进行着正式的活动。
Okay. So again, Happy New Year to all of you.
所以呢，再次对大家说新年快乐。
Take advantage of this new year to be more focused on your japa and your reading of Bhagavatam, associating with devotees. They are main.The basic, the most important items of sadhana bhakti.
所以呢，我们要好好的利用我们春节的这个假期，要更好的念诵，然后要更好的阅读圣典波迦瓦坛，以及要更好的珍惜和奉献者联谊的这个机会。那我们要更好的去进行我们的 sadhana 的这些基本的修习。
Do anything and everything that helps you to always remember Krishna and never forget him.And your life will go well even amongst all these calamities.
然后我们要做所有的事情，让我们处在永远记着 Krishna， 不要忘记 Krishna 的状态之下。因为如果这样的话呢，我们就是被很好的保护着的，无论我们是处于怎样的灾难之中。
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari 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 Bo.
Ashu ki jai, Hare Hare Bo, thank you Ashu. 百昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感谢阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述以及对这些问题的这么好的回答。谢谢 Sati Mataji， 谢谢所有奉献者。那祝大家大年初二吉祥快乐，然后也祝大家能够非常的处在安全的这种状态之下。Hare Krishna.